There are two different groups that are working with Park City to outline the planning framework and timeline for Bonanza Flat. The first is the jurisdictional stakeholders. They include the Salt Lake Public Utilities, Wasatch and Summit County representatives, and other water groups. The second committee is a technical resource provider group who is offering their expertise with trail plans and conservation easements. Park City Trails and Open Space Program Manager Heinrich Dieters reminded the group the purpose of the meeting.
The tail end of this, or the ultimate goal, is a conservation easement that will be placed on the entirety of the property. That will dictate the uses, the parameters of the adaptive management plan, etc. So these are all important components which will go into that document, but it will be a 7-month planning process with the public fully engaged along this through different corridors that we can talk about a little bit.
Utah Open Lands Executive Director Wendy Fisher says the jurisdictional and technical committee serve another purpose as well.
These jurisdictional and technical committee meetings are ways to also provide a possibility for public input. So, for example, you know, it's a great venue for Silver Islet Partners to be able to come to like the technical committee or the jurisdictional committee and be able to provide public input. But that was something else that was really important from a council perspective, was to make sure that we had opportunities along the way where the public could come and both be informed and also provide input.
Dieters will report the progress of both committees to the city council this week. Before they heard from the groups, Fisher gave an update on what they've discovered so far at Bonanza Flat.
It's really been great to be up on the property and to see actually in various areas it's in fairly pristine condition. There are some places where that is not the case, particularly around Bloods Lake, but there are a lot of other areas that are really magnificent, as is the whole property.
Summit Land Conservancy Stewardship Director and Legal Counsel Kate Saddlemeyer told the group the fact there aren't any homes except those at neighboring Brighton Estates is huge, but accessing the land is going to be a big issue.
How the world accesses this property, you know, do they come through Old Town Park City and up Marsac and those kind of traffic impacts? I see that as one of our major challenges.
Save Our Canyons Executive Director Carl Fisher agreed with Saddlemeyer and added that before the city purchased Bonanza Flat, it wasn't on everyone's radar. He called it Park City's version of Bear's Ears.
How do we steward this place and keep Bonanza wild now that it's on people's radar, on their maps, and we absolutely want people to enjoy it, but we don't want to lose that thing that can never be regained on that property, which is the characteristics that are just inherent to the landscape. So that's kind of where I guess we come from.
Mountain Trails Executive Director Charlie Sturgis says the type of use and the amount of use could be a problem as well.
I don't know that I'd say that, you know, recreational activities up there are wrong, but I think the fact that we have made it so easy to get there is one of the big problems. So I do see that limiting the access through relatively intelligent management strategies is going to benefit the area, and it's also going to change the user character as well as probably the amount of actual use, just by not using any enforcement, but just basically changing the way you have to get there.
Fisher and Dieters told the group that for the jurisdictional group, who paid a lot of money towards the acquisition to ensure a healthy watershed, a big concern is how to manage our four-legged friends. Sturgis says the public needs an opportunity to get it right, but if they can't, then dogs in Bonanza Flat will have to be restricted. Councilmember Andy Bierman thinks they need to tread lightly.
If you take away a treasured use, whether it's legal or not, that will become the focus of everybody's concern. And while we have some good outlets on the Wasatch Back for dogs, I think Bonanza Flat is a very popular place for people on the Wasatch Front where there's limited place. So that being said, I think we need to get a handle on it. And I have two thoughts. And one of them is we really do need to frame this as a leave no trace area. Start that right now and make it very clear that we are going to educate and begin with these practices, but if we can't get compliance, then we will start regulating.
Bierman's other thought was about capacity issues.
If we limit the parking up there and we focus with our surrounding resorts being Brighton and figuring out how to either get shuttles or a trail and or both from those parking lots, ultimately I think we need to limit and regulate the parking up there to whatever we think the area can handle as capacity. And we can always add more parking, but I would say let's start out fairly conservative.
The one public comment came from John Wallace, who has a property interest in the area.
I think our biggest concern is its enforcement. How do you keep the public from being a menace to the Girl Scouts who are trying to have their activities there?
Dieters will present the results of both the jurisdictional and technical groups at Thursday City Council meeting. I'm Melissa Allison, KPCW News.